This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The United States today marks its birth as a nation. President Trump has added some new features to the traditional ceremonies, such as a show of military equipment and a presidential speech at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. He's billing it a salute to America and the show of a lifetime. On the cost of the Trump event, the president says it will be very little compared to what it is worth. Meanwhile, there are celebrations taking place in cities across the country. More from AP correspondent Matt Small.
While the nation's capital gets most of the attention on Independence Day, festivities are planned across the country. The Macy's Fireworks Show in New York City will have performances by Jennifer Hudson and Brad Paisley, among others. The Boston Pops will treat attendees to an outdoor concert with Queen Latifah and Arlo Guthrie taking part in the annual Boston event. Celebrations are also planned in Philadelphia, Orlando, and other locales, large and small, across the United States. Matt Small, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence today attended the swearing-in for a new group of American citizens.
You stepped forward. You followed the law. You went through the process to immigrate into this great nation.
Swearing-in of new citizens is another Independence Day tradition in the United States. Police in the British territory of Gibraltar have seized an Iranian oil tanker suspected of carrying crude oil to Syria, violating European Union sanctions. This is the first time an EU nation has taken such a bold move to keep sanctions intact. Gibraltar authorities, aided by the British Royal Marines, intercepted and impounded the Grace One early Thursday in Mediterranean waters. You're listening to VOA News. A powerful earthquake of magnitude 6.6 has struck Southern California near the city of Ridgecrest. It's some 320 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles, where the quake was felt. The quake was also felt as far to the east as Las Vegas, which is 380 kilometers the other side of Ridgecrest. There are no reports yet of damage, but aftershocks have been reported. The United Nations now says at least 44 people were killed and more than 130 were wounded in late Tuesday's airstrike on a migrant detention center outside the Libyan capital of Tripoli. The African Union is calling for an immediate Libyan ceasefire and demanding that civilians, especially detained migrants, be protected. It also wants the air attack investigated. Libyan government officials blame the bloodshed on forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar, the general who leads the Libyan National Army, which has been fighting for control of Tripoli. The LNA denies involvement. China has accused Britain of flagrant interference over Hong Kong. This after London voiced support for anti-government protesters there. Britain has warned Beijing of serious consequences if it breaches the agreement that turned Hong Kong over from British to Chinese control in 1997. Meanwhile, as AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports, there's continuing fallout from the most recent pro-democracy demonstrations in the territory.
Police announced the arrest of 12 people who tried to disrupt a ceremony on the 1st of July, marking the anniversary of Hong Kong's return from Britain to China in 1997. Pro-democracy protesters rushed police barricades around the time of a morning flag-raising ceremony. Police responded by using shields, batons and pepper spray to drive them back. Another person was arrested for his alleged involvement in the storming of the legislature building that night. Protester Daisy Chan said the protesters have to keep up the fight against the Chinese government.
In China, you don't even have freedom of speech. You just speak one thing that they are wrong, you are going to put in jail.
I'm Karen Chamas.
There's confusion over U.S. census forms that need to be printed and mailed out. The Trump administration insists that the forms include the question, are you a U.S. citizen? The Departments of Justice and Commerce had agreed to drop the question, but in a tweet, President Trump has charged that those reports amounted to fake news. He said he wants the government to do whatever is necessary to preserve what he calls this most vital question. But for now, the Census Bureau continues printing its forms without it. The U.S. Supreme Court has ruled that the explanation for including the question was contrived. And an Australian student held in North Korea for more than a week has been released. His name is Alex Sidley, 29 years old. He's expected to be reunited with his wife soon. Marissa Melton, VOA News.